To go for the first 17 games schedule release in Tennessee Titans history. Welcome into 104.5 The Zone. We are telling you officially where the Titans will be going, who they will be hosting, and when in the next hour right here. But first, let's get you ready for Titans radio coverage tonight here on The Zone. Alongside Lucas Panzeca, I am Will Bowling. Excited to have you with us on 104.5 The Zone, on 104.5 The Zone TV. As you watch this afternoon on Facebook Live, Periscope, Twitch, and YouTube. Lucas, a lot of excitement. We know the opponents. Soon we will know when and where. How are we feeling?
This is the grip the NFL has on us, Will.
It is.
2 hours of exclusive live local coverage, yes, based on a schedule release, but we love it. We're playing into their hands, and we're going to enjoy every minute of it.
Right here on The Zone, we've got some special guests. We've got Titans Radio, Mike Keith, Coach Dave McGinnis, Amy Wells, and Rhett Bryan will take over for us at 7 o'clock. They will have the official schedule. Now, we know things have been reported. There are rumors of when the Titans could be playing. We'll get to that a little bit here coming up in a moment on what we might know. But, of course, we'll have the official schedule for you here in about an hour's time. But Lucas, let's start with the opponents. We know who the teams are, and we start with the teams coming to Nissan Stadium this season: Arizona, Buffalo, Kansas City, Miami, San Francisco, and New Orleans, plus, of course, the AFC South. The Titans will be traveling to New England, the New York Jets, the Los Angeles Rams, the Seattle Seahawks, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the AFC South. So before I get to the home game you are most looking forward to, I want to tell you a little bit about what we're going to be doing with you for the next hour, because we don't have an official schedule to tell you about yet. But we're going to give you scouting reports and breakdowns of the additions, the subtractions, the changes that all of these teams have made over the offseason. We're going to take a deep dive into the non-division opponents coming to Nissan Stadium, and as well as the teams who will be hosting the Tennessee Titans in 2021. We'll do that in a couple of minutes coming up. But Lucas, we start with the teams coming to Nissan Stadium. What's the matchup that jumps out to you the most of this group of teams that will come to Nashville next season?
In terms of the home game that I'm most looking forward to, it's got to be Kansas City. That's not something that's leaked yet. We don't know when Kansas City. We don't have any information on when the Chiefs will be in Nashville. But you pointed out, before we came on the air, hopefully it's earlier rather than later for the Titans' sake, because really the only change the Chiefs tried to overhaul was that offensive line that gave Pat Mahomes so much trouble in the Super Bowl. You want to give them as little time as possible for that group to kind of gel, because it's still the reigning, MVP from 2 years ago, odds-on favorite to win the MVP. It's not much of a consolation for the two-time defending AFC champions. They're still going to be one of the better teams to come to Nashville this season. You'd rather get them earlier in the season than later. That's the home matchup, though, that I'm most excited about.
The last time they were here, obviously Adam Humphries has the dramatic catch to win that game for the Tennessee Titans. 35-32 was the final score back in 2019. Of course, we'll talk about that in our next segment as well, as we look back at the last time these teams all made trips to Nissan Stadium. From a fan perspective in the stadium, they also brought it.
Yeah.
It was half red, half blue. It was an incredible atmosphere, and Titans fans were able to get the last laugh because there were a lot of people that spent their money in Nashville, Tennessee that weekend.
That's one of the best games in terms of just pure entertainment value of the last 2-3 years for the Titans.
I would agree, and I think it's pretty safe to say it's one of the better wins for the Tennessee Titans in Nissan Stadium, certainly under Mike Vrabel. But you look back in the past of some of the biggest Titans wins in Nissan Stadium, that one's right up there when you talk about regular season games. And obviously there's going to be a lot of differences with what this Kansas City team looks like. And as I said, we'll dive into that more in our next segment. But certainly, I think that is a strong option for the most intriguing home game in Nissan Stadium this year. The one that jumps out to me, Bills Mafia, is making its third straight trip to Nashville. You talk about some of the best fan bases in the NFL. You talk about some of the best fan bases in sports. The Buffalo Bills, for me, are right up there. I think they are elite in this country in any sport, and they're coming to Nashville for the third consecutive season. They're not going to be happy about what happened last year in the middle of a week, and a weird primetime game where the Tennessee Titans handed it to him. Just were all over Josh Allen. Malcolm Butler, obviously, he's not here anymore. He had a big day intercepting Josh Allen. That's going to be a team that's pretty pissed off, ready to come back to Nashville and get revenge for what happened last year.
Yeah, that's coming off the COVID week, right, where the game is pushed back and pushed back and pushed back. And it's not only the third straight home game for the Titans against the Bills. It's the fourth straight season
yes.
that you're playing the Bills. And you don't see that happen very often. So I'm looking forward to that, too. Bills Mafia in Nashville is always a good time.
Yeah, of course, it was 42-16 Titans last year over the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo, though, had won the last two meetings before that, 14-7 in 2019 and then 13-12 in 2018. And that's one that we might possibly know the date of, and we'll get to all those that we partially know here coming up in a moment. Let's switch gears, though, get to the toughest road trip for this Titans team. Again, let's run through the teams. Patriots, Jets, Rams, Seahawks, and Steelers are your non-divisional road opponents for the Tennessee Titans. There are some tough road trips in there. There's some good fan bases that you're going to see on the road schedule for the Tennessee Titans this year. Also a brand new stadium for the Los Angeles Rams. I immediately looking through this list was thinking, all right, what's the road trip I want to try to do if I'm a fan this year for the Titans? It's LA. Go see SoFi Stadium for the first time. It's going to be really cool.
And there's a lot more of them this year. This is courtesy of Rhett Bryan earlier this week. 4,000 more travel miles this season than last season for the Titans. The Titans didn't go further west than Houston after the season opener in Denver on Monday Night Football in 2020. And, I mean, you just rattled them off. You're going to Seattle. You're going up to Pittsburgh. You're going to New England. You're going to New York. You're going to L.A. It is worlds away from what the Titans experienced last year in a year where full capacity crowds were not really something you had to worry about in terms of the environment and snap counts and communication on the field. Different world this year.
Absolutely. That is one that will be certainly a change. For me, I'm a fan of what the New England Patriots have done this offseason. I am not looking forward, if I am the Tennessee Titans, to a trip to New England. Because when are you going to play this team? Who's the quarterback of the New England Patriots when you get them? If I'm a Titans fan, I would rather see New England weeks 1-4 when you've got a good chance of Cam Newton still being the quarterback. Now, Bill Belichick, after the New England Patriots drafted Mac Jones, said, Cam is our quarterback. Whatever time Jarrett Stidham or Mac, or whenever they are ready to challenge and compete, we will see how that goes. You got to think that if you're getting New England later on in the season, this is a game we possibly reportedly already know the date of. You'd rather get New England early. I'm afraid of a trip to Foxborough later on in the season. If Mac Jones is starting to get hot, you've got an unknown commodity at quarterback. You know what Cam Newton is at quarterback. He wasn't very good last year. He doesn't give them a throwing threat. He's mostly a dangerous runner for me. If I'm the Titans, I'd rather see New England early. But based on what we know, I think that's a really tough road trip for a team that's added a lot this year.
Yeah, that's one of the quote-unquote leaked dates, right? And I think we have it on pretty good authority here around the station that that will be a later season game. So that's a tough matchup on the road. For me, it's another one that has reportedly been leaked out. Again, none of this is official. It will all be official right around the 7 o'clock hour when the Titans radio crew comes in here. But the Seahawks, if what we've seen that the Titans will go to Seattle in week two sticks out to me. Because the Titans have not played in front of a full capacity crowd since the AFC Championship in the 2019 season in Kansas City. Was not anything last year that the Titans had to worry about. Now you go to Lumen Field, potentially early in the season, if it is week two, like we've seen around, none of that official yet, the recently named Lumen Field. That's a tough challenge for a Seahawks team that seemingly deposited a bunch of players to the Jaguars, right? Philip Dorsett, Carlos Hyde, and who am I missing? Shaquille Griffin, the corner to the Jaguars. Russell Wilson is still there. They add tight end Gerald Everett. They add defensive end Alden Smith. They draft wide receiver Dwayne Eskridge, and they get help on the offensive line with Gabe Jackson. The Seahawks early in the season, it could be stunning for this team. That opens up the season at home, we know, against the Cardinals, and then boom, that first road game in a finally normal 2021 season is in Seattle, arguably the best environment in the National Football League.
So inside the division, we're going to get to the non-divisional opponents coming up here in a couple of minutes, but inside the division, the biggest thing that sticks out to me, you got two new head coaches who will be coming to Nashville, who will be hosting this Tennessee Titans team. Obviously, Urban Meyer in Jacksonville And Tim Tebow in Jacksonville will be hosting the Tennessee Titans, if he's on the roster at that point, which is certainly far from a given. Yeah,
let's not go down that road.
Right, today. And you've got David Culley as well with the Houston Texans, who's at quarterback for the Houston Texans when they play this Titans team. Lots of change within the division, Lucas, and we were talking about this before the show tonight. Titans get the NFC West this year.
Yeah.
NFC West has some pretty good quarterbacks, maybe the best in the NFL just for one division. You look at the AFC South, it's the most interesting group of quarterbacks because they could be pretty bad, but they could be pretty good if Trevor Lawrence ends up being as advertised as a rookie.
Yeah, this is the conversation we were having before the show. The NFC West, arguably the best, right, across the board. Kyler Murray, Matthew Stafford, Russell Wilson, and Jimmy Garoppolo / Trey Lance. And then you look at the AFC South where there's so many unknowns in terms of the quarterback position between Carson Wentz, Ryan Tannehill, if he can replicate the production from 2020, the number one overall pick in the draft, and then whatever the hell is happening in Houston right now, a team that really has no identity. Deshaun Watson seems to be in some sort of limbo in terms of whether or not he'll be available in 20. And does Tyrod Taylor or rookie Davis Mills out of Stanford start for the Houston Texans this year? So a lot of eyes on the quarterback position in the AFC South. And obviously you play the entirety of the AFC South, the entirety of the NFC West, and the entirety of the AFC East this season. But yeah, two very interesting quarterback divisions in this schedule.
You've got a lot of teams as well that will play the Tennessee Titans that didn't have a first round draft pick. Obviously the Kansas City Chiefs at Orlando Brown at right tackle, 345-pound tackle who's going to block from Patrick Mahomes. They give up their first to Baltimore in order to get him. Obviously, the Los Angeles Rams, they make the trade for Matthew Stafford, so that's a new quarterback.
The Texans.
And the Texans as well, exactly. Another team that wasn't able to make a first-round pick. You get a new running back in Najee Harris for the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll talk about that coming up in a moment as well. But Lucas, when we come back, we will start with the teams who will make their way to Nissan Stadium in 2021. A couple of teams from the NFC West, a traditional powerhouse that's beginning to rebuild, and a Kansas City team that I've got a very specific time. I want to see the Kansas City Chiefs based off of the moves that they've made throughout this offseason. I'll tell you about that when we come back. Releasing officially the Titans schedule to the public tonight on 104.5 The Zone. Myself, Lucas Panzeca, will continue getting you ready for the official Titans schedule release, and we come back right here on 104.5 The Zone. Coming up in the next hour, your 2021 Tennessee Titans schedule available to the public officially right here on 104.5 The Zone. Alongside Lucas Panzeca, I'm Will Bowling, getting you ready for Titans Radio's crew tonight. Mike Keith, Amy Wells, Rhett Bryan, and Coach Dave McGinnis will follow our coverage here coming up at 7 o'clock. All right, Lucas, let's get into first, the teams that'll be making their way to Nissan Stadium. Right down the road, we start with the team that we know confirmed officially will be taking on the Titans at noon, week one, a new-look Arizona Cardinals team. And the question I had about this team coming into tonight was, can J.J. Watt and A.J. Green turn back the clock and be healthy contributors? I mean healthy, like health-wise, but also just give a positive contribution to this Arizona Cardinals team, because Lucas, we were talking before, the NFC West is fascinating.
Yeah.
This season, and where Cliff Kingsbury, Kyler Murray, and this high octane offense falls in that, I'm not really sure. But you look at the additions, JJ Watt, AJ Green, Malcolm Butler, an old friend, and James Conner. This is one of the most interesting teams in the NFL to me this season, and they will make their way to Nissan Stadium week one in 2021.
A very veteran-dependent team this season, a team that has been that way for the last few years, but departures of Patrick Peterson and Larry Fitzgerald, and you inject more veteran talent like A.J. Green stepping in for a Fitzgerald, J.J. Watt stepping in for a Hassan Reddick to help out Chandler Jones on the defensive line, and now Malcolm Butler, who is 31 years old, who may step into a starting role for the Cardinals. They're a fascinating team to look at because you feel like they're just a couple of injuries away from having real problems. I feel like this team has to stay healthy on the front end, especially defensively, to have success. But look, just on a broad basis, a lot of familiarity here, especially with just individuals. I mean, you're looking at a potential A.J. Brown, Malcolm Butler matchup. Is Caleb Farley's introduction to the NFL, assuming he's healthy coming in with the back injury, is his introduction going to be, all right, what's that, cat coverage he's talking about? I got this cat, you got that cat. All right, you got DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah. Good luck, rookie. Welcome to the NFL.
Right. So it'll be interesting. Look, this Cardinals team is the only team in the NFL that their last three season openers, a win, a tie, and a loss.
Wow.
Lost 24-6 against Washington 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, rather. 2 years ago, a 27-27 tie at home against the Lions. And then last season, the 24-20 win at the 49ers. Titans get them in Nissan Stadium for week one.
The last time the Cardinals were in Nissan Stadium, let's go back to December 15th, 2013. A 37-34 win thanks to a Jay Feely field goal in overtime. The Cardinals blew a 17-point fourth-quarter lead. Ryan Fitzpatrick threw for 402 yards and four touchdowns. Kendall Wright had a buck 50 through the air, and a 41-yard field goal from Jay Feely was the difference as the Cardinals beat the Titans back in 2013 in their last trip to Nashville. All right, so from one team that hasn't been to Nashville in a long time to a team that's been here each of the past two seasons, the Buffalo Bills. Have they added enough to help Josh Allen on offense? Their two draft picks that were notable, Gregory Rousseau, a defensive end from Miami, Carlos Basham Jr., an edge from Wake Forest. They add Emmanuel Sanders on an already elite offense. Jacob Hollister comes over from the Seattle Seahawks. Mitch Trubisky is in that quarterback room now with Josh Allen. It's an interesting Bills team looking to retool and add to an offense that was exceptional last season.
Yeah, Emmanuel Sanders comes in essentially replacing the outgoing John Brown. But otherwise, it was a very quiet offseason for the Buffalo Bills. This is still a Super Bowl roster, in my opinion. And you're absolutely right. That last season, that 2020 matchup in Nashville for the Bills, that's going to be in the back of everybody's mind for fans, for media, for players during that game. I'm really looking forward to that. And reportedly a primetime matchup. In Music City for that one.
This was one, too, that we circled and talking about the schedule yesterday and says this is a potential for a primetime game. It was in primetime last year, obviously, in the middle of a week.
But, yeah, it wasn't planned for that, right? But get pushed to Tuesday night. It was Tuesday night football. That was a fun game.
The Kansas City Chiefs were 14-2 last year, and they have totally revamped their offensive line. And the stat to me that sticks out the most about any Titans team, last season in the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes scrambled 497 yards before his sacks and throws against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just in the Super Bowl, according to NFL Next Gen stats. That's the highest scramble total before throws or sacks for any quarterback in a single game last season in the NFL. So what did they do? Well, they might have five new starters starting on the offensive line. Joe Tooney signs a five-year, $80 million deal at guard coming over from New England. Kyle Long sat out last year, another great guard, 1 year, $5 million. Austin Blythe, 49 career starts and 16 starts last year for the Rams. He's the new center. They draft Creed Humphrey, the left-handed center from Oklahoma. Tennessee fans know that Trey Smith is a part of this new offensive line room. The last lineman the Chiefs had signed an unrestricted free agency to be a starter was 5 years ago. Mitchell Schwartz, who is gone. Eric Fisher, obviously, is gone. He's in the division now, right? In the division now with the Indianapolis Colts. Tom Brady pissed off the Chiefs. I want to see Kansas City early on in the season before those five guys up front figure out how to play with each other and get their chemistry down. Because when they do, this team is going to be very good.
Yeah, and even that's hardly a consolation. This is still the two-time defending AFC champs. It's still the odds-on favorite to win the MVP. And, yeah, Eric Fisher, Mitchell Schwartz out, Orlando Brown, a Pro Bowl tackle. You mentioned Creed Humphrey in. This team's not taking any steps backwards in 2021.
Nick Bolton, linebacker from Missouri, was their top pick in the draft. They also added Jaron Reed, who had 6.5 sacks at the defensive tackle position last year for Seattle. A couple of old friends as well joining the Kansas City Chiefs. Also, of course, we mentioned Orlando Brown earlier at tackle. 6'8", 345 will help protect Patrick Mahomes. Tajay Sharpe and Kamalai Correa, two former Titans, who will be playing for Kansas City, at least at the moment. Their last game against the Titans, obviously the AFC title game, a 35-24 win for Kansas City. As you astutely mentioned in our opening segment, the last full crowd the Tennessee Titans played in front of on the road. And we mentioned before as well, the last trip to Tennessee, a 35-32 win for the Titans on November 10th. 2019. All right, the Miami Dolphins, they were 10-6 last season. Who's their quarterback when they come to Nashville? I don't know if I'm as sold on Tua Tagovailoa as a lot of other people are, but he's going to have a lot more weapons to work with. Will Fuller has joined Miami on a one-year, $10.5 million deal. His old teammate at Alabama, Jalen Waddle, is in the mix as well. In the draft, they get Jalen Phillips, an edge from nearby Miami. They add Jason McCourty to that secondary. But Jacoby Brissett, the backup quarterback, on a one-year deal for $5 million. Miami is, again, a really interesting team that I thought was great last season. Can they take the next step? It's not an easy game for the Titans at Nissan Stadium next year.
Yeah, a pass-catching core that I feel like is not really being talked about right now. DeVante Parker is still in Miami, their number one receiver last year. Jalen Waddle, you mentioned, out of Alabama, reuniting with Tua Tagovailoa. Mike Gesicki at tight end. I mean, this is Will Fuller. This is a very good pass-catching core for Tagovailoa. I think they're building this team around Tua. Really, the only significant departure you can think of is Kyle Van Noy. This could be a dangerous team moving forward. I've got a lot of respect for Brian Flores. I think he's building something really good. Only question mark there is at running back, where Miles Gaskin and Malcolm Brown are really your only two go-to options right now. And if you're planning on running the football, that's a big question mark.
Another team that we know could possibly, reportedly, end up seeing the Tennessee Titans in primetime, the San Francisco 49ers, a part of a very intriguing NFC West. 6-10 last year, but Lucas, is this team elite again when it's healthy? Nick Bosa is back from a torn ACL from week two last year in New York. They add Samson Ebukam on a two-year deal at the linebacker position. Alex Mack joins this team, 179 career starts at center, who spent the last 5 years playing for the Atlanta Falcons. And of course, Trey Lance, the new quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. This is a team the Titans will reportedly see later on in the season. You got to think that Trey Lance is QB1 by the time Tennessee sees them.
We'll see. I mean, that's the first thing you think of when you look at the possibility of playing them so late in the year. Look, I think this team is primed for a bounce-back season. The only question is, how much of a step back does this defense take without Robert Saleh, the defensive coordinator, now the head coach of the New York Jets? But you're looking at a team that had, according to Football Outsiders, the worst injury luck in the NFL last season. Coming back to a schedule that you compare it to the Titans, four playoff teams from last season on this 49ers schedule. Titans are playing seven, and the Titans were named the seventh easiest schedule in the NFL by ESPN's Mike Clay just a week ago. So the 49ers with a schedule that I think is favorable, returning a ton of guys, and a little bit of a local flavor. Do the Titans see Juwan Jennings? Do the see Jalen Hurd?
C.J. Beathard, former Battleground Academy quarterback. Their last trip to Tennessee, a 31-17 win over the Titans on October 20th, 2013. That team would go on to finish 12-4. They've won their last two games against Tennessee in 2017 and 2013. Got to go back to November 8th, 2009, the last time the Titans beat the 49ers. That was a 34-27 win in Nashville. Chris Johnson carried the ball 25 times for 135 yards in that one for the Titans.
Don't let a 6-10 record last year fool you from the 49ers.
Absolutely.
Look at the guys they had out. Jimmy Garoppolo, Richard Sherman, Nick Bosa, George Kittle, D. Ford, Raheem Mostert. These are all the star players for the 49ers. Nick Mullins started so many games for this team last year. And you coming back signing Trent Williams, the highest paid tackle in NFL history, bolstering that offensive line, drafting Aaron Banks out of Notre Dame in the second round. And you said it, Trey Lance, that's the big wild card for this team moving forward. Look, I've got my eyes on the 49ers. I think that's a tough matchup late in the season.
All right, the last non-divisional opponent that will head to Nissan Stadium this season, the New Orleans Saints. This team is fascinating to me as well because look at how much they've lost. Trey Hendrickson, the defensive end, obviously Drew Brees. Emmanuel Sanders is in Buffalo. Tight end Josh Hill and Jared Cook. Linebacker Quan Alexander. Defensive tackles Malcolm Brown and Sheldon Rankins, and Janoris Jenkins, who's going to be playing on the other sideline in Nissan Stadium. It's a rebuilding year for New Orleans with Jameis Winston at quarterback. This is going to look a very different New Orleans team than one that we saw on December 22nd, 2019, the last time they were in Nashville.
Yeah, a team with a fascinating cap situation with the deal they gave to Taysom Hill. What can Michael Thomas do after a tough year without Drew Brees coming back? Can be an extremely thin pass-catching core if he does not step up with a bounce-back season.
All right, let's switch to the road games. That's your non-divisional slate outside of, obviously, the Colts, Jags, and Texans in Nissan Stadium. Let's start with the New England Patriots. Another team whose record last season is probably not indicative of the talent they have on this squad this year. You look at Dante Hightower coming back. He opted out last season. The Mac Jones pick represents the earliest the Patriots have drafted a quarterback in Bill Belichick's 21 years with the franchise. Get a couple steals in the draft in the second and third round with Christian Barmore and Ronnie Perkins. And then, oh yeah, you added Jonnu Smith, Hunter Henry, Matt Judon, Nelson Agholor, Kendrick Bourne, Jalen Mills. I think the Pats are good this year.
Yeah, another reported late season scheduling for the Titans that if Mac Jones is the starter, it was one of the most active teams in free agency this past offseason. That could be interesting.
New York Jets were 2-14 last season. They've got a former Titans flair to them, obviously, with Corey Davis beginning a three-year, $37.5 million contract in the Big Apple. They've also got a new quarterback that who knows how early he's getting in action, Zach Wilson from BYU. Tell you what, though, this team has been awfully busy in the offseason. Carl Lawson is one of my favorite additions by a team in the NFL this season. 3 years, $45 million for him. Gerard Davis, a one-year deal, started four games at safety last year for the Lions. They add Elijah Moore, who a lot of Titans fans wanted in two-tone blue, the wide receiver, obviously, from Ole Miss. And then Tevin Coleman, the running back, is reunited with offensive coordinator Mike LaFleur, who will also take over with the New York Jets. And we just mentioned Sheldon Rankins leaving the New Orleans Saints. He is now a New York Jet. This is a very different-looking team, but I love their front seven with Quinnen Williams, Sheldon Rankins, Carl Lawson. That's a good group up front that I think will pose some threats to a lot of offensive lines around the league this season.
And the Titans are getting the top two picks in the NFL draft from a couple of weeks ago.
That's right.
Possibly the top three if Trey Lance is the starter for San Francisco and they come to Nashville. You want to get those guys early, right? Obviously, you get Trevor Lawrence twice. Zach Wilson reportedly possibly a week four matchup with the Jets. That's on the road. Titans go to New York. So that'll be interesting with Zach Wilson. How settled in is he? There's going to be some growing pains there. I don't know that that roster is close to competing for a playoff spot quite yet. Zach Wilson, I might be a believer in him. I have no idea what to expect, but possibly playing the top three picks in the 2021 NFL draft this season.
The Titans saw a banged-up Matthew Stafford late on in the season in Nissan Stadium last year. This year, they will see the first look at Matthew Stafford playing for the Los Angeles Rams in their first trip to SoFi Stadium. DeSean Jackson is a part of this new-look offense for Los Angeles, a team that hasn't made a lot of moves in the offseason simply because they had to give up so much just to get Matthew Stafford. They do re-sign Leonard Floyd, though, after he had 10.5 sacks last season. Obviously, maybe the trade of the offseason. They send Jared Goff two first-round picks and a fourth to Detroit in exchange for Matthew Stafford. It's the same question, Lucas, that I asked for the San Francisco 49ers. Can this team be elite just really a short amount of time removed from a Super Bowl run? I think this could be one of the best teams in the NFL.
They're going to go as far as Matthew Stafford can take them.
Right.
We've had this question about Matthew Stafford ever since he's been in the NFL. What would happen if Matthew Stafford was surrounded by a good situation? Well, he is now with an offensive-minded head coach in Sean McVay. I can't wait to see what Matthew Stafford can accomplish in Los Angeles this year. Another fascinating road trip to L.A.
Yeah, and the last time the Titans played the Rams on the road, it was a 28-21 win for Tennessee on November 3rd, 2013 in St. Louis. Chris Johnson, I feel like a broken record, just giving Chris Johnson stats on the last time the Titans have seen these teams. 150 yards on 23 carries and two touchdowns. Jake Locker threw for 185, had two interceptions. Former Vandy running back Zach Stacy led the Rams with 127 yards on the ground in a Titans win back in early November 8 years ago. The Seattle Seahawks were 12-4 last year. A lot of the conversation about them in the offseason is Russell Wilson happy being a Seattle Seahawk. The last time the Titans made a trip to Seattle, a 20-13 loss in October 2013. Ryan Fitzpatrick led the team in passing and rushing in that game for the Titans. Marshawn Lynch led the Seahawks in rushing and receiving and had 155 all-purpose yards. Another really interesting matchup that could be early on in the season for Tennessee.
Yeah, again, I had it as my most difficult road trip if it is indeed played in week two when the Titans have to walk into a oh gosh, I've already forgotten the recently renamed field.
Lumen Field.
No longer the link. They walk into a capped out Lumen Field, which they haven't seen since.
Doesn't have the same ring to it.
No, I don't like that. I don't think I like that. But it's going to have the same environment. I'm confident of that after a year of not being able to be full capacity. I don't know that Seattle ever had fans throughout the season last year. So that's going to be fun. Again, Russell Wilson was one of the stories of the offseason in Seattle. They didn't make a ton of changes. Russell Wilson is still there. That place is going to be rocking in possibly week two.
All right, the final non-division road matchup for the Tennessee Titans, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, there's been no leak about when this game could be, but if there is another primetime game for the Tennessee Titans, this is the one that I think is under the lights in Pittsburgh. And this Steelers team, they've lost a lot up front. Marquise Pouncey started 134 games for the Steelers, earned 9 trips to the Pro Bowl. He's gone. Alejandro Villanueva is in Baltimore, still in the division. They do bring back Cam Sutton and Juju Smith-Schuster. They exercise the option for Minka Fitzpatrick. And Lucas, the Titans' last trip to Pittsburgh wasn't a great one. A 40-17 loss in primetime. Marcus Mariota threw 4 interceptions. Najee Harris, I think, makes this Steelers team really interesting. But you got to think, which version of Big Ben, or even if there's a healthy version of Big Ben, shows up in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, this team is interesting. James Conner out, Najee Harris in from Alabama. Vance McDonald, tight end, retires. Pat Freiermuth, the tight end out of Penn State, is drafted. He's in. Offensive line takes a big hit with Alejandro Villanueva leaving to go to a cross-division rival. How about that? To the Baltimore Ravens. And, of course, Marquise Pouncey, which our own Ramon Foster reported retiring in the offseason. Bud Dupree's now a Titan. Again, a lot of familiar faces here, but you're right. It goes as far as Big Ben goes. A guy that a lot expected to retire this offseason. Are we going to see him kind of forced to retire through his play this year? Does he have one good season left in him?
So those are the teams. That is your full breakdown of who the Titans will be playing in 2021. We are that much closer to learning the official 2021 Titans schedule. Stay tuned for much more coming up tonight right here on 104.5 The Zone.